A Path to the Past. How an Architect Helped Us Understand What the Mayans Meant. By Miles Starr. Illustrations by Mario Daniel Garza. Genre. A biography is the story of a real person's life as told by another person. As you read this biography, notice how the author uses words and images to tell his story. Question of the Week. How can knowing another language create understanding? Adventure characterized Tatiana Proskuryakov's life before she ever became a world-renowned Mayanist. She was born in Tomsk, Russia, in 1915, to a mother who was a doctor and a father who was a diplomat. When Tatiana was just a baby, the Tsar, the Emperor of Russia, sent her father on a special assignment to the United States. The whole family followed him and settled in Ohio. The October Revolution in Russia of 1917 led to her parents' decision to stay in America. The family then moved to Lansdowne, Pennsylvania, where young Tatiana grew up and was known as the most talented student in the whole town. Proskuryakov's genius was apparent from an early age. It was also not limited to one subject. She was always a seeker of knowledge in many areas. By the time she was 3 years old, she could read very well. Her ability to paint beautiful watercolors was a sign of her future talents. But no one could have guessed that one day, she would be able to look at ancient ruins and then, with just pen and paper, make ancient cities come to life. After 4 years of studying at Pennsylvania State College, as the only woman in her program, Tatiana was awarded her degree in architecture. Her talents and training afforded her the opportunity to work for the University of Pennsylvania Museum. The young architect's drawing and drafting skills were so amazing that she was invited on an exciting archaeological expedition to the Piedras Negras site. It was here, at the ruins of an ancient city located on the border between Mexico and Guatemala, that Tatiana was asked to sketch what the ruins of the ancient Acropolis would have looked like at the height of the Mayan civilization. When making her detailed and intricate sketches, she came across strange symbols. The symbols, carved into the stones, were worn but still visible. These were Mayan glyphs, writing that the ancient civilization used to pass along information and meaning. Some of the characters looked like things she had seen before: jaguars, birds, dots and lines. Unfortunately, the ability to read the information had been lost centuries ago. Interestingly, before Mesoamerican contact with Europeans, there were many books written with Maya script. These books are called codices and were written on paper made of bark or on deerskins. To be read, they were folded out like an accordion. These codices were densely covered in glyphs and painted in vibrant colors. Unfortunately, nearly all of them were destroyed. However, a few did survive. One of the most famous is the Dresden Codex. It has this name because it is held in the Saxon State Library in Dresden, Germany. This rare artifact tells us about the history of the ancient Mayas and some of their amazing astronomical observations. Proskuryakov became increasingly interested in the ancient writing system the more time she spent thinking about it. She worked hard to learn everything she could about the symbols she was discovering. She pored over books in libraries and in her office, transcribing glyphs and studying their possible meanings. During her research, she came upon the work of other scholars that had also been interested in the Mayans and their undecipherable writing. One of the scholars who had begun to crack the code of the glyphs was a fellow Russian, Yuri Valentinovich. In fact, the only time Proskuryakov traveled back to Russia after immigrating to the United States was to visit Valentinovich. Cracking a code is usually a job that requires teamwork, with researchers and scholars building upon each other's ideas. Proskuryakov did just this. Building upon Yuri's discoveries, Tatiana made her own significant contributions to our understanding of this ancient culture, their systems of meaning, and their writing. One of the most important steps in Proskuryakov's research was the deciphering and translating of stelae. Stelae are stones that were placed at the foot of important buildings, like temples, structures that were the political, religious, and the ceremonial center of a complex civilization. Before Tatiana's research, people could only guess what the purpose of these stones were and how they were connected to the wide range of Mayan activities that happened in cities like Tikal and Uxmal. These activities included astronomy, a ball game similar to soccer, and trade with other cities near and far. Through painstaking research focused on a stelae that contained a glyph of a toothache and a frog, she came to the conclusion that glyphs on these special stones recorded the story of the people who held power in Mayan cities. Once she was able to read the stelae, the rich history of the civilization began to unfold. The stones recorded births and deaths of Mayan kings, and accounts of war and celebration, along with the commemoration of other important events. Tatiana's work was to translate and interpret what she could now read. What she found out and published in her books and articles is an incredibly important part of the research that has helped scientists continue to uncover the lost history of the Mayas. One of the great triumphs of Tatiana's career was helping to solve a mystery at the Takalik Abah ruins in Guatemala. Archaeologists were confused by the traces of civilization they found there. There seemed to be links between different civilizations present at the site, but archaeologists could not fully understand them. There were some Olmec ruins and some Mayan ruins. The archaeologists' question was, who really lived there and when? Proskuryakov's work did not only benefit scientists and academics, it has also helped link present-day Maya to their past. Children and adults in Mayan communities are rediscovering their history and culture using the tools Professor Proskuryakov gave us. In fact, our entire human family benefits from archaeological research. We are stronger and wiser the more we understand about our past. With the ability to better understand Mayan writing, and through recent archaeological advances, it became clear that both peoples inhabited the site. Most likely, the Olmecs were the first, and the Mayans later moved to the area. The city even had contact with civilizations as far north as the Valley of Mexico. The adventure of decoding the writing and history of the Maya continues to this day. Right now, there are archaeological sites across Mexico, Guatemala, and Belize that continue to reveal secrets about the very advanced and mysterious civilization which once flourished in the region. Tatiana Proskuryakov was recognized and honored for her work. She was offered the prestigious post of curator at the Peabody Museum of Archaeology at Harvard University. On August 30, 1985, after a distinguished career, Proskuryakov died. In 1998, her ashes were brought to the Piedras Negras site, where she is always remembered.